Tom Beebe with the Wisconsin Alliance for Excellent Schools says a perfect storm of declining enrollments, decreased state aid, and more lax rules governing open enrollment could force many districts to the brink of consolidation this year. His advice? Take it easy. A recent study by the National Education Policy Center shows consolidation can have negative impacts on communities and the quality of education in some districts.
What's sad is people are looking for a silver bullet because the state is drastically underfunding their public schools, and they're looking for an easy way out. And I think that, in point of fact, there is no easy way out.
Another problem in Wisconsin is consolidation often leads two declining enrollment districts to combine, forming one slightly larger district with the same budget problems.
You know, most studies and most reality have found that if there is any savings in money, it's short-term, and usually there is no long-term savings.
Beebe's group has lobbied for a one-cent increase to the state sales tax to support education funding. Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.